The bridge to the Quillonian's apartment, without a rail and barely 2 feet wide, terminated in a narrow balcony with a dark wooden door. Deep gouges scoured the wood as if something with superhuman strength and razor-sharp claws had attacked the door in a frenzy. I squinted across. The scratches blended into a phrase repeated in several common languages.
Keep out.
Wonderful. I leaned and looked over the side. At least a 50-foot drop to the street. If the Quillonian jumped out of his door and knocked me off the bridge, I'd be a Dina pancake. I picked up Beast and started across the bridge, taking my time. Finally, I stepped onto the balcony and knocked. The door flew open. A dark shape filled the doorway. I saw two glowing white eyes and a mouth studded with sharp teeth.
Go away!
The door slammed shut inches from my face. Really now? I knocked again. The door sprang open, jerked aside by a powerful hand.
What? What is it? Do I owe you money? Is that it? There is no money. I have nothing.
I need a chef.
So that's it. You've come to mock me.
The dark lips that hid the teeth rose, bearing fangs the size of my pinkies.
Maybe I shall cook you for dinner.
Beast's fur stood straight up. Wicked claws slid from her feet. Her mouth gaped open, unnaturally wide, displaying 4 rows of razor-sharp teeth. The Quillonian leaned back, shocked. Beast snapped her teeth, lightning fast, biting the air and struggling in my arms. If he slammed the door in our face now, she'd shred it like confetti.
Stop it, both of you!
Beast closed her mouth. The Quillonian sagged against the doorway.
What is it you want?
I need a chef.
Holy Mother of Vengeance, fine. Come inside. You can bring your small demon as well.
I followed him through the doorway into a narrow hallway. The walls were filthy with grime baked into the plaster over the years. The hallway opened into an equally filthy living room. The glass in the windows had been shattered long ago. Dirt lay in the corners, gathered against the wall like dunes in a desert. The draft through the broken windows brought a sour, revolting stench.
Ugh!
I squeezed through the next doorway. A pristine kitchen lay before me. Its cabinets were so clean they glowed. The countertop, a single slab of simple stone, was polished to a near-mirror shine.